Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail-Peart. Be blessed.
So I bring to you today a word entitled Survival of the Mind. Survival of the Mind. When you hear the word survival, you tend to think about overcoming something, going through something, and coming out the winner. And then you're able to testify that I have survived. Our mind is like a war zone. And from time to time, you get hurt. Because you're in a fight. We tend to think that only when the fight becomes physical that people are able to feel. But one of the worst pain, most excruciating pain that anyone can go through is that of the mind. When your mind is hurt and broken, the whole body is out of alignment. The mind, the most essential part of the makeup of your body. You can lose every limb on your body. You can lose a kidney. You can lose so many parts of the body. But if your mind is intact, you still have power to do great and marvelous things. I heard a story about a man who was born challenged. They're artistic. And the story was told, he looked like he has Down syndrome, but his mind was so brilliant. People would have to fly from all over the world to attend his conferences. He was a genius. He was on a flight heading to one of his conferences, and a man sat beside him, and he happened to open his drink and it spilled. And the passenger said, "The audacity to place this man beside me. Somebody get this fool from beside me." And he made so much noise that I understood that the one of the pilot came out and said to him, like you said, "You know, Mr. Peart, I am so sorry to allow you to sit with the likes of this man. You are going to be upgraded to first class." The man said, "No, I am the one that should be upgraded to first class." He had no idea who he sat beside. He sat beside the same man whose conference he was on his way to attend. It was not until he heard his name, he flipped over his magazine, and there goes the man picture. He was on his way to his conference. I'm talking about the survival of the mind. It has nothing to do with how we look. Because, you know, a lot of us, we're doing so much to ourselves because people look at us when we don't look a certain way. And so they allow us to feel insufficient. They allow us to feel as though we are not as gorgeous as God has created us. But if you're talking about beauty, beauty is about your mind. Lord, 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 Lord. Power is about your mind. In the book of Philippians 2 and the verse 5. Listen what the International Version says, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Listen what the New Living Translation said. You must have the same attitude that Christ had. We're talking about the survival of the mind. Come on now. So, it is impossible for a man that is only born of a woman to have this mind I'm talking about. Somebody raise your hand and say, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. The English Standard says, have this mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ. I love that one. This is another one. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Here's another one. Let this mind be in you, which was also, I read that one already. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. We're talking about the mind. When Nicodemus came by night to get this kind of mindset I'm talking about, he wanted power. And he wanted it by night. This kind of power that we're talking about cannot be obtained because you feel like it's going to make you put you on a pedestal. But he was told that you must be born again. Be born again. He said, how can I enter into my mother's womb a second time to be born? His mind needed to be reborn. Your mind can be renewed. Your mind is so powerful. Can I share something with you? One of the things the Lord revealed to me about this condition of this young girl, even though 7 spirits were expelled from her, the Lord would allow me to understand that number 8 is not a demon, it's a personality. And spirit does talk. And you hear what that spirit says? The spirit says, when I asked, why are you here? He said, she initiated me. So in other words, he was not sent. In other words, she generated him. He was invoked. Lord God, help me, Holy Ghost. Be careful how you don't feel as though you're good enough. And you try to invoke another personality. Come on, lift your hand and say, Lord, help me to feel good enough. Help me to be satisfied with whom you have created. Somebody bless God. Come on, put your hands together and bless him. So then, the physical man needs to be reborn. To be reborn is about your mind. Listen what the Apostle Paul says. 2 Corinthians 5, the verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. Oh, Lord God, put your hands together, give him praise. So I come to find out that a lot of us, we say we confess Christ, but we have not embraced the new creation. A lot of us right now are fighting with the new creation. You know what the new creation does? The new creation let you know when you're off track. your new creation let you know when you have done wrong, to say, baby girl, quickly put it behind you, repent about it, talk to your father about it. The new creation said, apologize. You ever see some believer who refuse to apologize because they are too proud to say, I am sorry, I was wrong? One of the worst things a believer can say is, I hate to apologize. Let me tell you something, I love to apologize. Because as long as we are in this house, we will hurt others. Some not intentional, and some intentional. And when the new mind is in you, he let you know when you are wrong. When the new mind is in you, it will bring you to a place of forgiveness. When the new mind is in you, it brings your conscience to life. Somebody said, Lord, by any means possible. And I love this in another translation. Listen what it says. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Have you ever tried to clean out your closet? You're cleaning out your closet and you know that some stuff needs to go. But what we do as we clean out the closet, we go, I don't think I bother want to get rid of this. You know, actually do look nice. I think I'll keep this piece. And before you know it, I think I'll keep this piece. And before you know it, you put everything back in the closet. Stacy, you know I'm telling the truth. Stacy and Nisha. Yeah. They always help me clean up the closet. They go, Auntie, you don't need this. I'm like, girl, yes, honey. And they talk, Auntie, you don't need this. It's just the truth. Well, this is how the new mind comes about. The new mind wants to filter the old ways. Lord, who am I talking to today? The new mind comes to clean out the closet and to replace it with new stuff. Because the old stuff is out of style. I wish somebody would praise God. But we keep on saying, no, I want to hold on to that. You ever hear some people with some attitude and their attitude is, well, this is how I am and nobody's going to change me. Well, I'm just a straight shooter. I just tell you like it is. The new mind says, put some tack on it. The new mind says, don't deal with it like that. The new mind says, take a deep breath and don't let the flesh get in control of you. I wish somebody would praise God. The new mind says, don't deal with it today. You're too angry now. But the old mind says, deal with it now. Somebody shout, the survival of the mind. Then I love this one. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Lord God, I thank you. Listen, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. We must bury the old mind and take on the new mind of Christ. The new mind of Christ is progressive. The new mind of Christ is forgiving. The new mind of Christ holds no record of wrongs. The new mind of Christ is love. Have you ever just seen some people that have hurt you? They put the dagger in you and they twist it so deep and you feel to yourself, I don't even want to see that person again. And before long you see the person, you can't help yourself but to still love on the person. Somebody say, only the new mind can do that, honey. You ever thought to yourself that when you see some people that you're not even going to look in their direction, and before you know it, you'll find yourself hugging on the person, and when you're hugging on the person, then you realize, but I forgot I wasn't talking to them. That ever happened to anybody? You know how many times I feel upset with my husband, and I just know that I wasn't going to just talk to a brother today. And before long, I find myself saying, honey, this, honey, that. And I'm like, man. Come on now. The new mind will not harbor bitterness. Somebody said, Lord, get that new mind in me. Get that new mind. Get that new mind in me. The new mind. When you've messed up and you've done wrong, the new mind says, honey, you still gotta pray and you still gotta sing. Come on now, come on now. You know, some people shy away from their position because they said, oh, I'm not in a good place. The new mind renews. It's constantly renews. And so you're messed up and it just renews. Come on, somebody said, the blood just keep on flowing and it just keep on washing and it just keep on keeping on. The old mind says, you've messed up. Take a seat in the pack. That's where you belong. Mm-hmm. And don't say a word, because God already know what you did yesterday. I've got news for you. Can I help the new mind? Somebody say, help the new mind, senior pastor. Help the new mind. The new mind is this. Repeat after me. While I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. Stand up on your feet and give the Lord praise. Give him praise. While I was wretched. It is the old mind that allowed people to talk about the church and say hypocrites goes to church. The old mind. You know why? Because people put the church in a box, and people say that it's righteous people that's supposed to go to church. How dare you go to church and you know you fornicate last night? How dare you go to church and you know you smoke last night? How dare you go to church and you know you lied last night? So don't go to that place. You're messed up. Well, if he died for you while you were yet a sinner, then how much more will he forgive you because you have accepted the sacrifice he's made for your life? Somebody put your hands together, give God praise. Said, Lord, give me that kind of mind. This is not license to mess up. This is license not to run away. This is license not to let anyone put you in a box and dictate to you who you are in Christ. If any man He didn't save any righteous man. He didn't save any holy man. If any man be in Christ, if any man come into Christ, if any man accept Christ, any God's son desire to make you new. I want that kind of newness. I don't know about you. I want that kind of newness. I said I want that kind of newness. Hello? I said, I want that kind of newness. I want that kind of newness. When we're getting old, we don't want our legs to be looking shaky. We don't want our arms to be droopy. So what we make sure that we exercise them, come on now, and we lift weights on our arms to keep our muscles intact. Let me tell you something. If you don't want your mind to be droopy, you're going to have to exercise your mind. To exercise your mind is to use the word of God on your mind. Anybody that don't know the word of God cannot have the survival skills to outwit the natural mindset of man. Give the Lord some praise. So I'm going to share some things with you that the Holy Ghost have just brought to light. Here are some of the things he was saying to me. We often allow the body to dictate to the mind. But it should be the other way around and let the mind control the body. You see, we like to do as we feel. Hello? But you have to do as the conscious mind, the mind of Christ say that you ought to do. I tell you the honest truth. If I should let this body dictate to me, I would not be standing before you. I'm standing before you because of the mind of Christ in me. Come on now and say amen. One of the ministers said today that they're getting old and that you're older now or whatever. If you should listen to your body, you would give up the fight. But the renewed mind said, hold on, joy do comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The new mind says, when I die, I will live again. The new mind says, no grave can hold my body down. So even in death, I am a winner. Put your hands together and give God praise. It doesn't mean that because you feel like you should do that, you should say that. Hello? That's a mind that is out of control. Do you just say everything that comes to mind because you feel like it? There's a lot of things I feel like saying, but it's ungodly. There are a lot of things that I could say that can make a person feel like they are zero. But the new mind will not. I know I told you a story. And back in the days, a supervisor provoked me. And I'm telling you, when the profanity sat on my lips, it rose up in my heart. And it came into my mouth. And it got on my tongue. But my lips would not utter the word. The two long tears, Bishop, just rolled down my face. And that day, I quit that job. Hello? Because I realized that something was about to corrupt my new mind. And I refuse to make Christ an open chain. Somebody bless God. We have the power to control ourselves. Somebody shout, with the new mind. Receive good counsel for your mind. The most essential part of your body. Your mind is not functioning in the order in which it was created. Your body, if your mind is not functioning the way it was created to function, the body will become sick. This is why our natural mind, because of the sin that took place in the Garden of Eden, the mind has become corrupted, and hence sickness and death has come to man. And Christ says, I will go
and I will die and I will redeem mankind. I will usher mankind back into the presence of God where sickness can't infiltrate. I will redeem mankind and usher them back into the presence of God where their mind can't allow their bodies to become toxic. And we say we're receiving, but we don't embrace the new mind. Hello? And where unforgiveness lives, where bitterness lives, where anger lives, sickness is guaranteed. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? They said that if you want to be healthy, you've got to cleanse your gut. Because all sickness and diseases come out of a bad gut. But we don't want to purge our gut. We like our burgers and we like our fried this and our fried that. Even though we know the end result. Come on, somebody, give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Wake up, sleeper. Wake up, wake up. And let this mind be in you. If the mind is loaded with corrosion, you will need a flushing of the mind. And this is what the Holy Spirit is doing to us today. And I'm happy that it is so quiet. Because the mind needs to be flushed, because some great things are ahead of us. Hello? Have anybody gone into the store lately? Anybody gone into the store lately? Anybody notice that the shelves are empty? Anybody notice? You notice? Hello? My husband was laughing. He said that he went into Publix, and when he went into an aisle, it was so empty. And this woman stood there and said, "What happened?" And another customer said, "Oh, it will be better next week." And I said that, you know what happened? One person have the renewed mind. One person is dreaming of a better tomorrow. Come on and say amen. Come on and say amen. It is the renewed mind that is going to help us to function in this time. Not the physical one. The renewed one. Not the one that you were born with physically. I'm talking about the one that you were born with spiritually. Said somebody, said, "Lord, help me never to lose my mind." Remove all negative and unfiltered thoughts from your mind. You want to be healthy? All negative thoughts. You hear something and you just come up with your own idea. Who did it? Who says it? Where they did it? Where they say it? And you have the whole map of what happened. Come on. You conjure up things in your mind and tell lies on people. You know people live for that? People live for that. That is sickness to the deepest core. Come on now. Prophet said some people have a PhD in mischief. You can live an alkaline life if you free your mind from gossip and gossipers. Where people gossip, you've got to take yourself away from that arena. Know the gossipers around you and stay clear of them. Make sure when you're in their presence that you control the narrative. Someone said, "Get that new mind in me, Lord." You can choose to fill your mind with garbage or fill it with giving, forgiveness, meditation, prayer, fasting, and praise to your God, the highest one, sovereign of the universe.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.